From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says America is committed to its partnership with the European Union and NATO. Marta Vandervolt reports.
Vice President Pence traveled to the European Union and NATO with messages from President Donald Trump to continue the political and economic partnership with Europe, but also with an ultimatum for NATO allies to increase their defense budget within 1 year. Pence told reporters at NATO that burden sharing is needed if Europe is committed to its own security. European Council President Donald Tusk says the two leaders discussed international order, security, and the attitude of the new U.S. administration toward the EU. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Donald Trump has said in the past.
I think all of us here in this room, all of us in America have generally paid for our gas and oil all along, and I'm sure that we will continue to do so in the future. We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
Mattis also vowed to support Iraq through the fight against the Islamic State group. He spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit. The visit came on the second day of a military offensive to push Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. President Donald Trump has chosen Lieutenant General Herbert R. McMaster as the new National Security Advisor. He made the announcement at his Florida home. Mr. Trump called H.R. McMaster a man of tremendous talent and experience. He said acting advisor Keith Kellogg will now serve as the National Security Council Chief of Staff. This is VOA News. Russia's longtime U.N. ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, died suddenly on Monday in New York, a day before he would have turned 65 years old. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced his death in a statement. Ukrainian officials are already warning that a ceasefire that went into effect Monday in eastern Ukraine is at risk of falling apart. Under the ceasefire announced in Munich by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, both sides, Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists, are supposed to abide by the two-year-old Minsk agreement and withdraw heavy weaponry from the front lines. Just hours before the truce was announced, a separatist leader issued military threats, but the chief of a European monitoring mission says there has been a significant reduction in military incidents. Diplomatic tensions are rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kang Chol, North Korea's envoy to Kuala Lumpur, called for a joint probe into the death of Kim Jong-nam on Monday, telling reporters his side cannot trust an investigation by the Malaysian police. Malaysia's prime minister responded by saying his country had no reason to paint the North Koreans in a bad light and expressed absolute confidence in the objectivity of the investigation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared his nation's forces will liberate the Syrian town of Manbij from the Kurdish YPG and hand it back to local Arabs. The Turkish government accuses the YPG of being affiliated with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state and is designated a terrorist organization. Any move, however, against Manbij threatens to put Turkey on a collision course with the United States, which depends on the YPG in the fight against ISIS. U.S. President Donald Trump says what he calls the fake news media is defending Sweden's immigration policies, but that recent immigration into the country has been a failure. Mr. Trump's tweet extended for another day the controversy he ignited when he erroneously told a weekend political rally that something terrible had occurred on Friday in Sweden. Mr. Trump explained that his remark referred to a news broadcast about migrants in Sweden and not a terrorist attack. Thousands of protesters rallied nationwide to oppose the Trump administration during Monday's President's Day holiday in the United States. The so-called Not My President rallies have demonstrators gathering across the country to support people of a long list of minority causes. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.